Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei has told the Iranian people that past week's nuclear deal with the U.S. and its allies do not signal cooperation with the U.S. on other issues. The Ayatollah spoke to Iranians today at Eid al-Fitr prayers in Tehran as the nation celebrates the end of the holy month of Ramadan. He said the deal to end development of nuclear weapons in exchange for lifting economic sanctions is an exception to Iran's usual dealings with the United States. He called the U.S. arrogant and said Iran will never bow to what he called the enemy's excessive demands. Iraqi officials say about 100 people were killed in a suicide car bombing in the country's eastern Diyala province, in one of the deadliest attacks carried out by the Islamic State since they overran large parts of Iraq. Medics say the blast on Friday at a marketplace in the mainly Shiite town of Khan Bani Saad also wounded more than 70 others. They were in the marketplace celebrating the end of Ramadan, women, children among the victims. Police in Nigeria say suicide bombers attacked an open-air praying area in northeastern Nigeria Friday, killing at least 13 people in the city of Damaturo. Officials say the bombings were carried out by an elderly woman and a 10-year-old girl. The militant group Boko Haram has increasingly used young women and girls as human bombs, raising fears that their group is forcing some of its hundreds of captives to carry out its attacks. Explosions Friday struck as worshippers were observing Eid al-Fitr. This is VOA News. The shooting suspect in Thursday's deadly attack on U.S. military sites in the city of Chattanooga, Tennessee, spent 7 months in Jordan last year. Investigators are trying to determine if Mohammed Yusuf Abdelaziz made contact with any extremist groups while he was in the Middle East. FBI Special Agent Ed Reinhold said investigators are exploring all the travel done by Abdelaziz and whether he was acting alone.
Because the investigation is still in its early stages, it would be premature to speculate on exactly why the shooter did what he did. However, we are conducting a thorough investigation to determine whether this person acted alone.
4 U.S. Marines were killed on Thursday and several other people wounded at 2 military centers in Chattanooga. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras reshuffled his cabinet on Friday to replace ministers who voted against the tough austerity reforms that were demanded by Athens' international creditors. Eurozone finance ministers had agreed to hand Athens a short-term loan to meet its immediate debts and also open talks on a new 3-year, $94 billion bailout. And while the world's eyes have been on Greece, campaigners are saying dozens of other countries are building up dangerous levels of debt as well. Henry Ridgewell reporting now from London.
Athens may be in the headlines, but campaigners say the potential is building for a full-blown debt crisis in many parts of the developing world. Tim Jones is from the Jubilee Debt Campaign.
There's a huge boom in lending happening, especially to some of the most impoverished countries in the world at the moment. So we're worried that unless action is taken, they could end up in new debt crises again.
The Jubilee Debt Campaign says the total amount owed by debtor countries is due to hit $14.7 trillion this year, a 30% rise in 4 years. The group says 20 nations are already mired in debt crises, with many more vulnerable to economic turbulence. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Patriarch of a powerful Philippine clan, the main suspect in the 2009 massacre of a rival family, and dozens of journalists have died. Andal Amputuan Sr. was in the government hospital where he had been in a coma after suffering a recent heart attack. Amputuan, along with more than 100 other people, including several of his sons, was on trial. They're charged with multiple murders for killing 58 people, including 32 journalists, one of the worst political killings in the Philippines. You can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.